I'm standing on the ramp at Addison, Texas, and I can hear a radial engine turning over about 40 feet from me. You have to hear this thing, that deep, lumpy, uneven, idle cough catch, and then it settles into that big round drone that nothing else on earth makes. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Ramp, this is Ramp Check, and today I'm taking you somewhere that broke my brain a little. The Kavanaugh Flight Museum, right on the field at Addison, Kilo Alpha Delta Sierra, just north of downtown Dallas, because here's the thing about this place, they fly them. I'm not kidding, this is not a museum where the airplanes sit behind velvet rope with a little placard and a light that buzzes. These airplanes have oil on the belly, they have fuel in the tanks, most of the fleet is airworthy and current, and on the right weekend you will see a P-40 Warhawk taxi out and go flying over the same suburbs where people are mowing their lawns. Let me take you there before I do. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey, first solo, private pilot, instrument rating all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Okay, Addison. If you have never flown into Addison, put it on your list. It is one of the busiest single runway general aviation airports in the entire country. One runway, 1533, 7,000 feet of it, right in the middle of a wall of hotels and office towers and some of the best barbecue in North Texas. The approach brings you down over the rooftops and you're threading a needle between the Dallas-class Bravo shelf above you and Love Field just to the south. Talk to the tower, they are good, they are busy, they are used to everything from a Cub to a Gulfstream in the span of 1 minute, and tucked along the east side of the field, you have got these big hangars, that is Kavanaugh. Walk inside and the first thing that hits you is the light. Sun coming through the hangar doors, bouncing off polished aluminum, and the smell. If you know, you know, that mix of 100 low lead, old leather, hydraulic fluid, and warm metal, that is the smell of an airplane that actually gets used. The collection is split across a few hangars, roughly by era. There's a World War I hangar, a World War II hangar that will stop you dead, a jet and helicopter hangar, and a civil and golden age section. Let me tell you what stopped me. They have a P-40 Warhawk. Shark teeth on the nose, the whole thing. And this is not a static display, this airplane flies. You stand next to that Allison engine and you realize how big the airplane actually is, how the pilot sat way back behind this long nose and basically could not see a thing on the ground. They have a P-51 Mustang, of course they do, and a Corsair, that gorgeous bent wing Corsair, the one with the wings that fold up like a praying mantis so it fit on carrier decks. When that Pratt & Whitney fires up, the whole hangar apron vibrates. There is a Focke-Wulf, a real one, German iron, sitting on American soil, restored to fly. You do not see that every day, but here's the part that got me, and I want you to really hear this. I got talking to one of the guys in the restoration shop. Grease up to his elbow has been coming here for years, and he is working on a fabric control surface, hand-stitching rib stitching into the fabric the exact way it was done in 1943. Same knots, same spacing, same everything. I asked him why. Why not just make it easier? And he looked at me and said, because the airplane deserves it. That is the whole place in one sentence. This is not a warehouse of trophies. This is a living workshop where people who love these machines keep them breathing. Every rivet, every wire, every gauge brought back by hand. The museum was founded by Jim Kavanaugh, a Dallas businessman who built his fortune in the cleaning industry and poured it into rescuing airplanes that would otherwise have rotted into the ground or been chopped up. And instead of hoarding them, he opened the doors. He put them where you and I can walk right up and look a wildcat in the eye. And the people who run it now carry that same fire. The docents are not bored teenagers. A lot of them are pilots, veterans, folks who will stand there for 45 minutes and tell you exactly what it was like to strap into a Huey. Because they did. That is the other thing. They have got a Huey, that unmistakable whop, whop, whop that anyone who lived through a certain era feels in their chest before they even hear it. So how do you do this trip? You fly in. Addison has great FBOs, plenty of transient parking, and the museum is right there on the field. You can practically taxi up or drive in. It is easy to reach from anywhere in the Metroplex. Check their hours and their event calendar before you go, because the magic weekends are the ones where they pull airplanes out onto the ramp and run them. And if you time it right, they do ride programs in some of the aircraft. Read that again. You can buy a seat in a Warbird. You can go up. There are not many places on this planet where you can strap into a piece of flying history and feel it come alive underneath you. Get lunch while you're there too. Addison is stacked with restaurants. This is a $100 hamburger destination that actually delivers and then some. I stood in that hangar as the sun dropped and the light went gold across a row of fighters that fought on three continents. And I thought about that guy stitching fabric by hand, keeping a promise to airplanes that cannot say thank you. That is what this place is. Not the past under glass, the past still flying. My thanks to the crew and docents at the Kavanaugh Flight Museum for the time and the stories, and to Jim Kavanaugh for saving these machines in the first place. You can find more from us at radiohanger.com.
Go see it. Go stand next to a running radial and feel it in your ribs. I'm Ramp, and I will see you on the ramp.